Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by director Randy Peterson and actors Alex Tazler and Kaylin Bausman, and we are talking about Perry High School's production of Dracula this week. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, Randy, we'll start with you. You're the director. How did you decide that you wanted to do this play, or was it decided for you and that sort of thing?
So one of the things I've always wanted to do is Gothic horror. So I've always been a big fan of like Edgar Allan Poe, pictures of Dorian Gray, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, that kind of stuff here. And so Dracula is kind of a pet project of mine here. So when they gave me the opportunity to select a show here this summer, I kind of knew that the show was going to be just a couple days after Halloween here. And so this show here, Dracula, is kind of what I wanted to do all along.
Yeah, it definitely fits with that Halloween theme. It opens next weekend. How do you feel like it's gone so far?
I think it's gone great so far. You know, I mean, my actors and actresses have really given a whole lot to put together this show. And it's going to look great. I mean, it really is.
All right, take me through the production timeline. Like, when did you start with set design, building, lights, and then casting and rehearsals?
Sure. So we started the second week of school here, actually. Auditions were that second week of school, the last week of August here. And then we started rehearsing right away after that. You know, throughout the rehearsals, I was kind of working on lights and sound and set and props and costumes and all that kind of stuff here. And so, I mean, it's been a long process, but we're going to come out with a product that looks really good.
Yeah, that's a longer rehearsal schedule than I'm used to hearing about, but do you feel like that's been beneficial?
Yeah, I have. I mean, it's a 9-week rehearsal schedule. Back when I used to do high school shows, we used to have an 8-week rehearsal schedule, so it is a little bit longer than that. But yeah, I really feel like the extra time has given us time to really put the polish on that we've needed to put on this show.
All right, now let's talk to the actresses here. Alex, we'll start with you. What can you tell me about your character and how you've been able to get into that role?
So my character is Arthur Holmwood, and I play the husband of Lucy Wenstrom, who in the second act is the target of Dracula when he comes to England. And my role is it's just playing a male role as a female is difficult, and transitioning and making sure I get the more masculine ways down and just getting lines memorized and everything has been very difficult, but I think I've gotten it down just in time for the show.
All right. Now, is your role a male, or are you playing it as a gender swapped?
I'm playing it as a male.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, but how difficult has that been?
It's difficult because I use a lot of like feminine hand movements or like standing there, and I have to be like more stoic as they were back then, and less hand movements and lowering my voice slightly and just getting more calm, whereas I'm very wild movements when I'm talking and things.
So a lot of subtlety, would you say?
Very much subtle movements and more stoic.
All right. And then Kaylin, same question for you about Mina Harker.
It's been kind of hard. There's been like these awkward pauses where other people are talking and I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do, but I've gone over it. Mr. Peterson and I have talked it through and we've discussed what I'm supposed to do, just through little fidget movements as like fixing the dress or something, just so it's filling the time or like make it seem as if I'm in the conversation. But adjusting to the Mina Harker part herself, I haven't really had a main role with this many lines before. I had a lead in a middle school play, but it wasn't like very long and I didn't have as many hard lines to memorize, but I think I'm getting it down. The monologues, I've practiced and practiced and practiced, and you lose your script halfway through and it pushes you to actually like memorize the lines and get them down. And you have to work on your chemistry with the characters and stuff. Like, having a husband in a play is pretty awkward. So you got to get comfortable with, like, the interactions you have to do and all that. But I think that I've been suiting the part pretty well. According to Mr. Peterson, it's actually, I was picked for it because it's a lot like me. Like, Mina has my personality and, like, both ways, because I'm an outgoing person and then I can also be pretty shy and stuff. So it's like I can go to both spectrums, which is like Mina, where she's more closed off in the beginning. She's more like proper, but then she turns into a vampire. So then she's more carefree or meh, I don't like this. So it's hard to adjust, but with it fitting into my scale of my personality, it's kind of comforting to have a role that I don't have to change myself for.
All right. Outgoing yet shy. That's kind of theater people in general, I think.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So what have you both liked best about working on this play?
What I like most about working on the play is I've gotten to get closer to other people in my school. I'm friends with some of them, like kind of, but we're not really close. It brings you closer together with people, and it's with people who are like you and get into your hobbies and what you enjoy, so you can like get along and talk about the same topics. Whereas if I were talking to someone about football, I would not know what to say, and I would be like, yeah, you're a good person, let's be friends, but we have different topics to talk about, so you'll have to teach me on that. But on this, it's just like we get into it, we talk about what future plays should be, we talk about different critiques we can do here and there. It's just a fun experience to get with other people who like what you like.
Yeah, I like the same thing, like meeting new people and making better bonds with the friends I had already through the play and through these late play practices. And I just like the whole theme of Dracula, like the dark gothic thing and like the sets and the lights and all the different sound effects we're doing. And it's so much fun learning about like the whole mystery and mystique behind Dracula and everything. And watching like all the different lights people, because I have to do so many different light cues for this play, and just like all the blackouts and everything and all the set changes. It's going to look super cool.
And for the director?
For me, it's been a really cool show to do because, I mean, it's kind of building off what the kids said here. It's been kind of an interesting show because all the technical elements are so in-depth into this show. I mean, there are a lot of cool stuff going on. I've never done, like, specifically, like, a horror show before, so me just kind of branching out into that genre a little more has been an interesting experience for me.
All right, one last question for each of you. What would you tell someone who's maybe on the fence about coming to see your performance? What would you tell them to convince them to come?
I would say that we've put a lot of work into this. If you at all like the horror genre, I mean, this is a really, really good example of the horror genre.
Yeah, like he said, like it's going to be very a horror genre movie, but it also has some little comedic effects here or there. And it's just, we worked so hard on it, and it's going to look so beautiful, and it's going to be so well put together that I feel like anybody would like to see it.
Honestly, if you're into horror, this is a show for you. We've got fake blood that looks real. We've got fake fangs that it's not those cheap plastic ones you put in. It's those ones that you get that you actually have to use glue and put them in. And then we've also got a scream. We have a couple of screams, and then it just gets dark, and suddenly it's like, you're going to want to come to it if you're into the horror stuff, because there's the blood, you've got the fangs, you've got the screams. It's just, it's all there.
All right. Well, that's all I needed to know, so thank you each for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Randy Peterson, Alex Tasler, and Kaylin Bausman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.